Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. British national Christian Michel, alleged to be a key middleman in the Augusta Westland deal, has disclosed that of various abbreviations mentioned in a budget sheet containing details of kickbacks, AP is supposed to mean a prominent Congress politician, the Enforcement Directorate supplementary charge sheet has said. In the charge sheet, the fourth in the case, ED said that according to Michel, the entry FAM meant family. These abbreviations relate to the alleged kickbacks of 30 million euros paid to Air Force officials, bureaucrats, Defence Ministry officials and top political leaders of the then ruling party. The payments were routed through a complex structure and withdrawn in cash through Hawala, according to the charge sheet. The deal has been under the scrutiny of the ED and the CBI, with former Indian Air Force Chief S.P. Tyagi being an accused in the case. The agencies are probing the political connections and money laundering aspects of the VVIP chopper contract, and Michel was recently extradited to India from Dubai, providing an important break for investigators. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley on Thursday said Congress's bold promise of curbing monopolies in media and ending cross-ownership of media segments was anachronic and aimed at restricting free journalism. In its election manifesto, Congress has promised to pass a law to curb monopolies in the media, cross-ownership of different segments and control of the media by other business organizations. It also said if it came to power, it would enact legislation to preserve the freedom of the internet and prevent its arbitrary and frequent shutdowns. Jaitley's remarks came after BJP chief Amit Shah said in a poll rally that the Congress move was tantamount to putting restrictions on the media and reminded of the curbs the party had imposed during emergency. The government's decision to bar civilian traffic on the Srinagar-Jammu highway on Wednesdays and Sundays as a preventive measure against Fidayeen attacks during troop movements triggered an outcry from traders, tour operators and politicians. On any given day, more than 3,000 light vehicles, including taxis and private cars, ply the highway between Srinagar and Jammu, besides over 1,000 trucks of provisions. Following the terror strike in Pulwama that killed 40 security men and a similar bid on Tuesday in Banihal, foiled when an explosive-laden vehicle burst into flames after ramming a CRPF bus, top officials in the security grid suggested a halt to civilian traffic during troop movement ahead of the Lok Sabha elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Parts of Delhi recorded heatwave conditions on Thursday with the mercury crossing 40 degrees Celsius at certain locations. Delhi's maximum temperature Safdarjung was meanwhile recorded at 38.2 degrees Celsius, 5 degrees above normal for this time of the season. According to the IMD, Delhi could see the warmest day of the season so far on Friday, with the maximum temperature likely to be over 40 degrees Celsius and the possibility of a dust storm, with wind speeds ranging from 30 to 40 kilometers per hour. There is also no respite expected in the next 2 weeks from the heat, as per Met Office projections.